Pull up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
All right, let's get this party started. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by AG1. Guys, I literally use this product every single day. I started drinking it because I was looking for a way to get some essential vitamins and nutrients, and I am not really good about always hitting up those leafy greens or like the plate of broccoli or, you know, the good veggies that I'm supposed to have every day. I'm not. So I've been using this for, I think, 6 months or so, and I love it. First, it's an all-natural drink. There's no fillers, there's no weird ingredients, nothing like that, but it also doesn't taste like one of those weird, gross health shakes. It's kind of like this mild tropical taste that I crave every single day. So you guys know I am a huge believer that health is a personal responsibility, and this is just one of those good, healthy habits that I can implement and not even think about. So here's how it works. I add a scoop of AG1 into about 8 ounces of water right after my workout. I shake it up and I enjoy. And if you're one of those people who really love the facts, you want to know all about it, there are 75 vitamins, nutrients, minerals, whole food source superfoods. We also got probiotics and adaptogens. So it's really helping your gut, your nervous system, your immune system. It's also helping with energy, recovery, and focus. And because I love you so much as a Make Chic Happen podcast listener, here's what I got for you. Go to athleticgreens.com/chic for a 1-year supply of the immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets of AG1. All you need to do again is just go to athleticgreens.com/chic and take advantage of that offer. Of course, too, it's linked in the show notes. All right, back to this week's episode.
Well, hey everyone, it is Katie Ersta of Direct Sales Done Right podcast, and I am solo this week. A little bit sad that Melanie is not joining me, but she knows that this is just my jam. And I also love storytelling, so I am going to tell a story this week as well. But before I do, let's actually kick it off with our listener review of the week. In episode 192 of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast, Dawn wrote, "I love listening to these ladies on all things network marketing. They really know their stuff, but more importantly, they give you real steps to help your business grow." And that's something Melanie and I find so important is if you are going to spend 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with us each week, we want to make sure that you walk away feeling empowered and excited and taking action. I also really want to quickly just say, Heather Ramsey, you are the selected listener this week because you tagged us over on Chic Influencer. And because you tagged us and let us know you were listening to the Direct Sales Done Right podcast, when you hear this, you actually can just send us a message over in our DMs and say, "Hey, I'm here for the private coaching with Melanie or Katie. I was the listener of the week." And you're going to get to ask us anything you want about your business, and either myself or Melanie will give you some advice that you can take away and begin to implement action with immediately. So Heather, we can't wait to help mentor you. All right, so let's actually kick this off. This week, we're talking all about vision. And before I dive in this week, I want to just share a story with you. And this I remember hearing so long ago, but it's so perfect for really setting us up for success this week. There's this great just parable, this really quick story about three bricklayers. And somebody comes up to the bricklayers and they say, "What are you doing?" And the first bricklayer says, "I'm laying bricks." Like, duh, of course. The second one says, "Oh, I am building a church." And the third says, "I am building the house of God." The first bricklayer has a job. The second bricklayer has a career. The third bricklayer has a calling. Your vision should allow you to feel what your calling is. It should motivate you to take action, not by pushing you to do more, but because it pulls you and lets you know that this is a big part of what you are put on this earth to do. And I always tell people, when it comes to starting a business, it might not be the thing, but it very well could be the thing that leads to the thing. Let's talk about why vision matters in your business. I remember many years ago, and I have been in the direct sales space for well over 10 years, so I have a good amount of experience. But when I started, I was a teacher. I had a job. My job was an educator. I loved my job. I thought I was pretty darn good at it too. But I was also stressed out and I had a lot to do, and it never felt like there was enough money every single month. And so when I started with direct sales, I just really wanted to have a little bit of side cash. And one occasion, I remember listening to a call where this beautiful woman was talking about her beautiful vision for her business. And I mean, I had never seen anyone that looked like this. And she didn't even look real. She was just so daggone. She was so beautiful. And her vision was just as beautiful. Beautiful. And I remember she talked about her beautiful wedding and the gowns all of the bridesmaids were wearing. And she talked about how the coast and the light and the sunset and the vision was cast. And I remember feeling it appeal to like all five of my senses. And as they were appealing to my five senses, I was doing the dishes and I was scrubbing those dishes and I was just picturing myself in her vision. And I was so motivated after that call. And then I got off that call and I went, well, there are the dirty dishes. I've got spit up on my shirt. And oh, there is an entire stack of papers that I need to grade for my students. So I'm glad that vision works for her. There's no way that vision works for me. I couldn't see myself in that vision because it didn't belong to me. It wasn't the right one for me. You see, if I look at that bricklayer, that woman, she could tell that what she was doing was her calling, not because of the end result, but the vision she had cast. And she was so pulled to take action to make that vision her reality. But for me, that vision didn't do anything for two reasons. Number one, I couldn't actually see myself in that vision. And number two, it didn't really appeal to me. It was exciting for her, but I was the kind of woman who was doing dishes and I had spit up on my shirt and I had a stack of papers to grade. So what was motivating to me was, why was I doing this to begin with? And that was just to get the groceries paid for. And I say the word just, but at that time, that word just was holy cow. If my husband and I could stop fighting over finances for just a minute, wow, how grateful would I be? If it felt like there was room for a little bit extra every single week, how amazing would that be? And so the vision that was pulling me to take action, although I didn't view direct sales as my calling at that time, it was bringing me closer to the direction of what I knew the potential could become. And so I want to break down three questions to ask yourself when it comes to the vision you are casting for your business. And if you aren't casting a vision, I want you to make sure that you check the show notes, because we are going to be talking about this in our upcoming free class for anyone. Well, let me break this down for you. Number one, we need to ask ourselves, okay, does this actually feel achievable? A lot of times what happens is people cast a vision for themselves and it feels so grand, so big, and they go, what do I need to do to actually achieve that? Or they go, that doesn't actually feel achievable. If you don't actually think that the vision you've cast for yourself is achievable, it won't be achievable. I also want you to say to yourself, can I see myself actually arriving at that vision? And I remember when I was sitting in that call and thinking about the vision she cast, and man, it was beautiful. I didn't actually see myself in that vision. I didn't actually see that as something that was necessarily felt like real in my life. I couldn't really see myself living in that moment. Your vision should feel livable. It should feel like something you don't just achieve, but it's almost like who you are. And so if your vision is not appealing to you because it doesn't feel achievable, it's probably not going to work for you. Let's talk about number two. This is something that I started doing and started teaching. And it's also something that is in our Direct Sales Done Right planner. And that is creating a success statement. For years in my business, I started to feel like a rift in the what is my calling? And then also what is the action? And does it feel good? Does it feel right? Do I feel aligned to my bigger purpose? And sometimes when you get through the monotonous of the day, or it feels like it's sometimes discouraging because the people around you maybe aren't working at the same pace as you, or maybe the visions they've cast, they don't really like, you don't know if they necessarily are like married to those. You don't know how serious they are. And sometimes it feels a little bit lonely. My success statement keeps me in line with what the vision is that I've cast for myself. And so a success statement really allows you to use your five senses to say, this is my purpose. And every single day, when I look at this success statement, I know that I am motivated to take action, not just because of the end result, but because I am living inside the purpose of what I am called to do. And I want to give you an example of what mine is because it feels so personal to me. And I want you to ask yourself, does the success statement that you are creating move you to take action as you work towards the vision? And mine is very simply, I am content with what I have, grateful in the pursuit of what I want, and faithful in my belief that it will all work out for the good of many. He who began a good work in me will see it through to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And the reason that calls me is because I say this is not just about me. My end result, my vision, is not just what Katie can achieve, but it is the impact Katie can make and will make as she works towards that end result. Your success statement drives you to take action today, not because of what you see down the road, but because you feel so purpose-driven. Create a success statement that really calls you to take that action and reminds you that what you do matters, the work you do matters. The success you achieve is about the lives that you impact. The words that you speak is influencing people, and you have a decision to make if you are going to show up because you believe it is for the good of many. Let's talk about number three. Explain that how you've arrived at your vision you cast. Let me rephrase this. The vision you cast for your life, the vision you cast for your business should really focus on different avenues of your entire life. So it isn't just about your business. A lot of people create a vision for what they want their business to look like, but we aren't just like one dimensional. We have so many different areas of our life that are impacted by the work that we do. And so when you cast a vision, it should appeal to all five of those senses, yes, but you should also ask, how does my vision impact me physically? How does it impact my life spiritually? How does it impact my life financially? How does it impact the people around me, maybe recreationally? And when you have a clear vision of how your business can impact those areas of your life, it calls you to movement. It calls you to take action. And so when you look at your vision, do not just look at what the vision of your business is, but what the vision of what you truly cast for your life is. And then finally, I just want to remind you, you cannot just care about the end result. And I think this just kills a lot of people, especially in the direct sales space. They get so focused on the outcome. They get so focused on the end result. They get so focused on that deadline. They get so focused on the thing instead of the process. If you want to feel pulled towards your vision, you have to feel like that bricklayer. You have to feel like the bricklayer who was building a house of God. How incredible does that feel to know that your purpose impacts many? Do not just look at the end result of your vision,
the arrival of it and how good that's going to feel to arrive. It absolutely is. But who you become through the process of what you are building matters so much more. So much more. And I want nothing more than for you to cast a vision that pulls you into action. It doesn't push you to do more. It doesn't push you to be more. It doesn't push you to achieve more, but it pulls you in the direction of your true self. It pulls you in the direction of what you are actually called to do. And here at Chic Influencer, if we can help you cast that vision, it is our hope that it will have an impact on all of the people around you as well. You guys, I love, love, love what we do here at Chic Influencer. I love that we have the opportunity to make such an impact. And if you are listening to this week's episode and it inspired you to take action, I want you to share it. I want you to share it into your stories. Let us know what you think. And do not forget to head over to the show notes, because we want to see you on our free masterclass where vision is going to be a small part of the amazingness of all of the things we talk about to help you scale in direct sales. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. We'll see you next time. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.